Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are the stories from the actual cases of the actual files of the actual York County Sheriff's Office. Actually, if you have information that can help solve any of these crimes, call York County Crime Stoppers to leave your anonymous tip at 1-877-409-4321. Now, it's time for Wanted Wednesday.
That's Wanted Wednesday, the musical. Yeah, good job.
Oh, my gosh.
We just need to, you know, do a little twisty twist.
I was trying to keep up with it.
Oh, that
you
was
did
it.
Pretty good. Now, remember the people, the Old Town Theater that did It's a Wonderful Life?
Yes.
Why don't we pitch them the idea of doing Wanted Wednesday, the musical, and you can choreograph it?
I think that's a grand idea.
Yeah, I think it's
good. Even if you thought of it yourself, I think it's a grand idea.
I'll sell you the rights.
Let's do it. Let's do it in that 1930s style.
There you go.
When they talked kind of East Coast like this. It's Wanted Wednesday. Trent Ferris, of course, from the York County Sheriff's Office, is in the studio. What's happening? I don't think they said what's happening back in the day, but what's the sitch?
I'm trying to get into character. I was trying to come up with some voice.
Wow.
I couldn't come up
God,
with it.
God, the many voices inside of Patty's head. It's like a clown car. They keep coming out and coming out. I love it.
You don't know what order either.
So true. What is Wanted Wednesday? Trent Ferris joins us. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer, and this is Palmetto Mornings.
All right, Trent. So what is going on the day before Christmas Eve, 2 days before Christmas?
Oh, well, we're going to make metal permits easier for folks going into the new year. So we're going, you know, this is the last Wanted Wednesday of 2020. Yes, 2020 is almost over. And so we're going to try to make things easier for folks going into 2021, especially those who are recycled metal. And as you know, we've always had issues with metal thefts and most recently catalytic converters. And we put out a news release a couple of weeks ago about our new metal permit process. And I asked the ladies over in our criminal investigations unit and criminal intelligence unit and our records unit to say, hey, how many metal thefts have we had since 2018, 2019 and to this year? And since 2018, we've investigated 117 metal thefts in York County. Mm. In 2018, there were no catalytic converter thefts that we investigated.
Wow.
But in 2019 and 2020, we've had 192 catalytic converter thefts reported stolen. So you can see how this is going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, to refresh everyone's memory, they're stealing the catalytic converters because of the material.
The metal inside them.
Okay.
It's rhodium, platinum, and I forget the third. But there's the metal in it. Platinum and rhodium and something like that. There's something in there. And then it's non-ferrous metals. And most recently, we've arrested some three people that had 20 or so, but they were only charged with transporting non-ferrous metals without a permit. We couldn't say, hey, they stole these catalytic converters. So for those who do recycle metal on the legit lawful way, it is a big deal. People come in and get these metal recycling permits where they come to the sheriff's office, they get a permit, they take this metal, the scrap metal from job sites, from wherever, and they take them to the recyclers. And these are people who actually do it for a living, and they do this legitimately. And so the process before was where people had to go to the District 3 office off of Cherry Road, and they had to fill out a permit or fill out a form, do a whole history background check on them, and make sure that they were going to, hey, you are recycling metal lawfully. Well, It was a headache, especially during COVID. We only had 2 days, Monday and Wednesday, and you could only come in between 8 and 12 to get these permits. Now, we're moving it all online. So for folks who are listening, who are listening to this, you could fill out a permit, the application online on YorkCountySheriff.com. You'll see it beginning January 1st, not today, but January 1st, 2021. You can go online and fill out an application, and then you will be notified later on about when you can get your permit to recycle that metal. And so it's going to be a whole lot of we get about 20 applications a week for metal recycling permits. And it's good for 2 years once you get that permit.
Okay, so that one has moved online. All right, well, we're going to stop for a quick second. We got to get to traffic and weather. They're always together here on Palmetto Mornings. It's 8:17. We're looking at 32 degrees.
South Carolina Highway Patrol reporting an injury accident being worked right now in York County. That's a South Anderson Road at northbound I-77, so watch out for that. Lancaster and Chester County getting the all clear on our Wednesday morning traffic commute. Dave Lau Boulevard, Cherry Road, Stoney's Road, busy but accident-free. 77 northbound out of York County to the state line remains a good ride. North of the border, disabled motorists being helped out eastbound W.T. Harris at Albemarle Road. And also an accident being worked Independence I-277 ramp at East 6th Street. In the traffic center, I'm Stephen Stone.
If a gift of pearls is on your list this year, you'll surely want to see the selection at Norman Hagee Jewelers.
We have a lovely selection of pearl jewelry, including necklaces, bracelets, earrings, and rings. So we can make them fit anyone, anywhere.
And if you have a special creation in mind,
our jeweler can definitely help out with custom jewelry. You can design what you would like, and we can make it happen.
Family owned and operated for over 60 years, a name you can trust. Norman Hagee Jewelers, Furlong Avenue in the Food Lion Shopping Plaza, Rock Hill.
This is Joel Hamilton. At Schiller and Hamilton, our community is far more than home to us, which is why it pains us to see the effects COVID-19 has had locally. As fathers, we understand the steadfast obligation to keep our family safe. We extend that obligation to keep you and your family safe during this difficult time. If you have experienced a personal injury, let us show you how we can manage your case in our virtual consultation. Visit us at SchillerHamilton.com. From our family to yours, stay strong.
It's the holiday season, and best wishes are in order. In fact, it's the order of the day from the staff and management of B&B Distributors in Rock Hill. This year, more than ever, their wish to all is for peace on earth, goodwill to men. Season's greetings from everyone at B&B Distributors.
Choosing the right home and the right mortgage means doing your homework. We can't choose your dream home, but we can help you choose from a variety of options to make your dream a reality. Visit FamilyTrust.org to pre-qualify and see how much home you can start shopping for today. Or apply to refinance and see how much we can help you save. Contact a mortgage loan originator at 1-800-367-4100 for qualifications, terms, and conditions. Family Trust is federally insured by NCUA and is an equal housing lender. NMLS 493-819.
Looking for that last-minute stocking stuffer? Head to Fats Cafe for a gift card. Now through the end of the month, get bonus cards for select amounts. Get an extra $5 when you spend $25, a $10 bonus for a $50, and $25 extra dollars for buying $100. Fats Cafe, Hurlong Avenue, Rock Hill.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
So mommy can't say
good morning. It's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, 30 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings. You know, that song bothers a lot of people.
Which one?
It bothers you? Mm-hmm. I saw Santa kissing, mommy kissing Santa Claus, right? Because it implies that mama is fooling around on daddy.
Oh, okay.
But really, the bigger picture is, you know the rest of the story, right. But why does it bother you?
Young Michael Jackson's voice is just a little too high for me.
Okay, so it's like the song.
Yeah.
As in the
artist. People are like, can you not like Young Michael Jackson?
Oh, that's okay.
And ABC.
That's okay. We probably offend half the people listening almost every second we talk.
It's a little high.
Yeah.
You can't sing to it. Yeah. Well, at least I can.
You have to either go real low.
Yeah.
To catch it on the down low. Okay.
Alrighty. Oh, man. Well, Trent Ferris from the York County Sheriff's Office joins us. It is Wanted Wednesday. We were just looking back at the number of catalytic converter thefts. And in 2019 and 2020, they had 192 catalytic converters had been stolen in York County. And with that being said, we've got another case right here in York County.
That is right. This goes back a ways. It's October 29th of this case that we're looking into. But it's not often we get pictures of somebody in the act of stealing a catalytic converter off of a van, a truck. And in this case, on October 29th at about 5:20 a.m., a person described as a white male between 5'6 and 5'9. He was wearing baggy pants. And if you watch the video, which is on our Facebook page, you can see this guy. He's walking around this truck pulling his pants up.
He needs a belt. He should have gotten a belt first.
Maybe that's why he was stealing that, to raise money.
When he's walking away with the catalytic converter, he's still pulling his pants up because, like you said, he needs a belt. So if you go look at this video, you can see that. It's on our Facebook pages, York County Sheriff and Crime Stoppers. But he did saw off two catalytic converters off a 2020 Chevrolet Silverado at a business located off of Andrew L. Tucker Road in Fort Mill. He was driving a red Honda, probably an Accord or Civic, with a white hood. So, yes.
So, we've also talked about this catalytic converter. You get the street value on it is just a couple hundred dollars.
A couple hundred dollars.
The damage that you do to the vehicle?
Thousands.
So, that's because, just really mean.
And recently, at my church, we had one that was we've had them stolen off both of our buses. And then they've been replaced. And the replacements aren't as high in value, and people realize that. And so the most recently we had in my church where they went underneath the bus, started cutting it, and realized, we don't need that one. And then they left us with the damage anyway. So it still had to replace the catalytic converter anyway. So they're doing a lot of damage, not just to get the catalytic converter, but damage to vehicles that are
especially church vehicles. That's just wrong.
Well, they go after the big buses. They're bigger. They have more metal in them. That kind of stuff.
So. Well, find another way. And you said in 2018,
you
didn't have any. They were doing it, you just weren't, being reported?
The best way I could describe it is that the thieves who are metal thieves or they should work the stock market more than they do anything else because they can see when the value of metal goes up and down.
So there you go. You see the pattern of behavior.
That is it.